10M. The ENO project aims to raise environmental awareness all over the world. Listen to an interview with Mika Vanhanen, the project founder, and answer the questions in Finnish.
ENO interview. Could you tell me a little about the ENO project? I mean, how would you describe it?
Well, the name ENO is just an abbreviation for Environment Online. And that pretty much sums it up. People who are interested in the environment can connect online.
Okay, so how does it work in practice?
It's quite straightforward. We have these national coordinators, they are voluntary workers in our network, and these guys work with schools to plan the upcoming year. So a school might choose 3 to 4 topics, like climate change, for instance. Students will then do a number of hands-on activities, then share the results via photos and video clips.
I see. And how did the ENO project get started?
Well, you'd have to go back 17 years. It started out as a virtual school project about environmental awareness and sustainability. Anyway, the students were really enthusiastic, so it spread to more schools. Pretty soon, we needed a network to connect and support schools.
And that's what ENO is today, a network.
Of course, it's a lot bigger now. Today we work not only with schools, but with municipalities, ministries, NGOs, and other environmental groups.
What about you? How did you get involved?
I was an elementary teacher back in 1999, and I was involved in ICT and international projects at my school. I was wondering how to get more interaction between my students and other schools around the world, you know, chatting about environmental issues or coming together to learn about certain environmental topics. I also wanted to promote sustainable development.
Is that where the tree planting comes in?
And that was back in 2004. And when we started doing that, hundreds of schools wanted to join us. Schools from all over the world.
Planting trees? So what kind of trees do you plant? Are Finnish spruce trees taking over the world?
No, there's a thought. But no, we plant only indigenous species, not exotic ones. And it depends what people need. For example, in Africa and Asia, some schools plant fruit trees. On the other hand, in Southeast Asia, some schools plant mangroves to reduce the effect of possible tsunamis in the area.
So where do all these trees come from?
The seedlings come from sponsors. They're often donated by local enterprises or city councils. For example, we have 40 cities in the ENO Green Cities network, and they are all committed to offering seedlings to local schools and, of course, land in which to plant them.
Planting seedlings is one thing, but do they survive? How many of them grow into trees?
It depends on the place and the weather. And it's not easy to give a percentage because, as you know, trees take a while to grow.
I see what you mean. But if you were to revisit the seedlings, say, after 5 years, how many of them would still be there?
Most of them. I'd say 70 to 80%.
Well, that's good news. Now, what about Finland? Is Finland doing a good job in managing its forests?
Globally speaking, yes. Here, when we cut down a tree, we plant 5.
5 new trees for every tree felled?
That's right.
That's amazing.
Yes, it's a point in Finland's favour. On the other hand, we could up our game when it comes to biodiversity.
How do you mean?
Well, we have a lot of commercial forests, you know, for producing timber, biofuels, wood pulp, fibres for clothes and so on. But in those forests, you'll only find 2 or 3 species of tree.
Does it matter?
Yes, it does if you're concerned about wildlife. You get a wider range of animal and plant species in mixed forests.
Okay, well, that's Finland. What about other countries? What's happening there?
Mixed news, I'm afraid. Good news in Europe, where the amount of forest cover is increasing. But in less developed countries, there's a big problem with illegal logging.
So there's still plenty to do in raising awareness about the environment.
That's true. But raising awareness is only part of the story. For example, young people in Finland have a high level of environmental awareness in general. A recent study highlighted that. The problem is that many Finns are not willing to act. The idea of our project is to encourage them to do just that, to take action in protecting our environment. It's much easier when you know you're part of the large network that shares your values.
Mika, thanks very much for coming in to talk to us.
My pleasure.